Dr. Ken Pronhouse, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm here for you each week at this time. We do 2 hours, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free from anywhere in the country. I'd love to answer any of your health care questions. I've been in medicine for over 30 years, seeing patients. I see patients every day, trained medical scientists, trained internists, trained cardiologists, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I'd like to give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. We have a few lines open, and along the way, I'll bring you up to date on all the health care news out of the medical journals just this week. You ever see your doctors? Many of them still read paper. The journals pile up on the desks. You can barely see their faces. They're so high. Try to read most of these. Pull out the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle, help you live longer, help improve the quality of your life. If you've been to the doctor, unfortunately, many times it's revolving door medicine. I hear it from you. Many of you are put in so quickly, you barely have enough time to ask all your questions. You remember them in the parking lot. If you have questions that are unanswered, I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. If you've had a symptom, you're unsure where to go next, we can help you get to the next step. 1-888-553-7536. The nice thing is there's no bill, there's no paperwork, just easy to understand answers to all your healthcare questions. I'm always very flattered when one of my colleagues, who I know listen because they often talk to me during the week about what I've said and keep me on track, but when one of them takes the time to actually call, they may agree with me, they may not. We have a polite conversation, and as usually doctors are able to, and we can maybe create some good thought and maybe some new solutions to problems that are on the edge for all of us in healthcare. So we had a physician from Georgia call in the last hour, and we, unfortunately, the clock got in our way, and it was a very interesting conversation talking about the cost of medical care. Certainly people a lot smarter than Dr. Roger and myself have tried to attack this problem unsuccessfully. So if Dr. Roger and I can come up with any good ideas, it would be wonderful. Let's welcome back Roger to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Dr. Roger.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you. I really enjoy your show. And I really want to say something. Socialized medicine, I love it. The reason I do, it's a good way of weeding out those students who really want to get in the field, not to live an average lifestyle, but not to live that wealthy lifestyle that they envision, saying that they want to help people. We heard that several times. I'm not painting all doctors with a broad brush saying that they don't go into the field to help people, but it's like a joke, to be honest with you. What we have in socialized medicine in England, I know they, in other countries, they beat it up a lot, but literally you can walk off the street, get in a hospital, and get health care. They'll tell you it's not good health care. I disagree, because if there are still private hospitals there for those who can afford, but what we run into here in the States are the people who are not insured. They'll wait till the very last minute. When they do get in the hospital, you know, the stage of the disease is so advanced that it does end up costing the system much more to take care of them. And from an orthopedic standpoint, wheelchairs, I mean, just rehabilitation is costly in that case. So there are other aspects to this whole thing, too. And I'm just a proponent, and, you know, I do a lot of volunteer work, and I guess that's my beef. We need these students to get away who intend going into medicine. You will. It says change. You're going to live a decent lifestyle, but you're not going to be able to go on the golf course like you've done in the past and live the quality, you know, that standard of life. But it's there. It's a good way of weeding out folks right now, the way things are going.
Well, Roger, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I don't play golf. I take care of patients almost every waking hour of the day, and I get woken up also is pretty a lot. And I've been doing this since the 1970s. And it's interesting where you're coming from this, because my biggest concern about socialized medicine is that I don't want the government in the middle of me and my patient. And that is the biggest concern I have. And I, you'd be amazed the problems that I hear. I see a lot of patients in Florida, visiting Florida, who live in Canada or in England. And again, I don't know if this is a random sample, but I hear all of the problems that they have under the system where the government makes the decision, as opposed to in America, where hopefully still the doctor can make the decision, although it's getting harder and harder. And I've seen that ability decay over the several decades that I've been in medicine. Yes, I agree that there's problems under both systems. And the person who goes into medicine to drive the Mercedes or the Porsche doesn't last very long, because the burdens on a physician, and I'm not asking for a trophy right now, but the burdens on a physician mentally and physically are such that I don't think, if you really don't love taking care of people, the money can't substitute for that. And and most of us who love medicine, you know, just want to have enough to be able to keep doing it. But I, in the past, did a lot of voluntary work where I didn't want any money. I wanted to take care of people who clearly didn't have the funds. I didn't want the government in the way of this. I wanted, as a group of independent physicians, getting together, having a free clinic, taking care of people who clearly fall through the safety net. But it has become so much harder as the reimbursements have been cut to find the time to keep the practice going, as well as find the time to do the free work. And when you have the government set the rules, my biggest fear is having a single payer where it's just too much authority, and you're in the hands of a small group. And I think the problem that we have in America is, I don't like having just a few private insurers. I think we should have many, many payers competing with each other, and allow the payers to sell insurance across state lines, and come up with the most competitive package. And this would bring the cost down. That's my humble opinion. But I think people like where you're coming from, Roger, we're blessed to have people who are clearly in medicine. There's no doubt in my mind what your motivation is. And it's wonderful that there are still people going into medicine, and their only motivation is to heal the ill, keep the well well. And I hear it in your voice. My concern is that there are people who are in the government who want to take us over, and and I'm not being paranoid, but I know people who are in there, they talk to me, but under the disguise of trying to help, are really just trying to take over. And that is my big concern about the profession that I love and have dedicated my whole life to.
I see that, Ken, and I thank you. And in just an ending, I would like to say that we do need some government control over this. I mean, government is not totally bad.
I agree.
I agree with 70%.
They should be the umpire. They should make sure that they shouldn't be in control delivering, but they should be the referee. That's where I
Correct.
Think the proper role is.
Correct. And just in closing, the last frustration I had is you said that the private companies need to compete, and I totally agree with that, because the problem I run into in prescribing medicine, if a patient is not on a certain insurance, and you prescribe a medication that you think is good for them, that company calls you and wants you to direct you to a certain drug that, I mean,
exactly.
It's crazy.
That's painful. And if you have one in charge of everything, it's going to be even worse. But if we had people competing, it would be better. Roger, the clock, call back, listen. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your comments.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and guess what? I can't complain. Okay, you probably figured out by now, I probably don't complain about much. And there's a reason for that, because complaining just doesn't do any good. In reality, it's an event. If something went wrong and it becomes a problem, I just look at it as an event that I can learn from and that I really shouldn't complain about it, and I should take lessons from it in advance. And also often we meet somebody during the daytime and say, how you doing? Oh, I can't complain. Now, that is not a good attitude to have, and I think just about every one of us at one time or another will say that, I can't complain. Stop saying that. Just go ahead and say, you know what, things are going well for me, and I'm in control. Now, people are going to look at you and say, my gosh, there's something absolutely crazy with that person. And what's wrong with that? You now stand out, and you now have that optimistic attitude. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. If you'd like to join us, ask any questions about your health, your family, your friends, your kids, your parents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. We'll pay for the call. And the website is drkenshow.com. Let's head, is this Hawaii? Let's go to Peter and welcome Peter. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Tell me where you are, Peter.
I'm in Kailua Kona, Hawaii, doctor.
Aloha.
Aloha to you as well.
I hope to one of my dreams is to one day come and visit your beautiful state. That I have a few doctor friends who work there. They tell me, come visit, but then go home.
It's a beautiful place to live, but it's a lot of hard work, I can tell you that. I have a couple things that I didn't actually run it by your screener, but my first thing I have a question about would be, about 6 months ago, I started having these white blotches that don't show before I shave, but after I shave, they're very apparent on my face. I haven't seen a dermatologist. I'm a vet, a Gulf War vet.
Bless your heart. Thanks for your service.
I appreciate that. But my VA doctor, she tells me that I have facial dermatitis, but I'm not so sure that that's what it is. I just wanted to get your opinion on
it. White spots on the skin, they're common. There are a lot of different causes for it. It's a little hard with radio for me to give you an exact diagnosis. Vitiligo certainly is the most common. It's a loss of pigmentation, and it can often be caused. It's not clear why it occurs. Some people speculate it's an autoimmune problem. It can be related to genetic inheritance. Sometimes it has some relationship with sunburn, and white patches can be part of all this. There's other reasons why you get them. Each one of them have bigger and bigger names, which I don't want to bore you with all the different possibilities. And what I would do, Peter, is you really do need to, I would imagine, to, you know, I understand times are tough, but if you can find a dermatologist as a second opinion, this is what dermatologists spend their whole life dealing with. But there's a number of different kinds of white spots on the skin. And in order to diagnose it, you really need to be close up and look at it.
Okay. I can live with that. Thank you for that answer. My second issue I have, I drive for a living. I sit down for a lot of hours.
So you're going to get hemorrhoids?
No, it has to do with my spine. When I've driven for maybe a couple of hours or maybe even an hour, I can arch my back and feel my lower back.
Peter, can you hold on because we're running out of time? I've got the clock breathing down my space, and I want to get right back to you. More women with breast cancer, they're getting nipple-sparing surgery on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We're in Hawaii right now with Peter, and he had another question. And let's get back to Peter. Welcome back, Peter.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I was beginning to explain that I do drive for a living, and when I sit for sometimes for even just a short trip of maybe an hour, I will have to stretch my back. It's just an involuntary thing that I do. And when I arch my back, my entire lower vertebrae pops every time. And there's not one time it doesn't do that.
Uh-huh.
Just curious if that's something I need to take seriously or...
Do you have any numbness in your legs?
No, none at all. I have had four knee operations, but no numbness in my legs.
You don't feel any numbness on the outer edges of your legs?
No, I do not.
With your service, did you have any trauma to the back?
I may have. I did at one point have just a little bit of bulging of two of my discs, but that seems to have gone away. I don't have it.
And you're service connected right now?
Yes, I am, 40%.
All right. Isn't that something that one of the orthopedic doctors at the VA could just give you some peace of mind, just examine you and see if they may need to do an MRI of the lower back, make sure it's okay if after they do an exam they have any concerns?
Yeah, I'm sure that's something that they can address. But
that's what I would do is I would go to the VA in your situation, and with what you've been through with your past history, I would go to the VA, ask to see one of the orthopedic doctors, and just let them examine you. And if they think everything's okay, at least you'll have some peace of mind. If they're unsure, if they're unsure, the only thing they'll probably do is just do an MRI of the lower back.
Right. Okay.
Peter,
I love your show. You help keep me awake at night.
Oh, bless your heart. Keep listening.
So I appreciate it.
We love getting calls from Hawaii. Tell your friends and family and keep listening and call us from time to time. Peter in Hawaii, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Los Angeles, next. Gary, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We're glad you're here. How can we help?
Yes, doctor. Besides thanking the veterans, I'd also like to thank you for your service to the public here with your show.
Bless your heart. Thank my wife and daughter who loaned me out for a few hours each week.
Yes, thanks, Dr. Ken. From the last two or three years. I'm a male about age 60. I've had this problem occasionally, averaging about maybe a couple times a month where I'd be eating. And I notice it's more when I'm eating like long grain white rice where I'll swallow and it feels like it just doesn't go down all the way. It gets caught in my esophagus or throat or somewhere.
Gary, great explanation. We call this dysphagia. And it's, we break it down, dysphagia, you're sounding like it's for solids, not for liquids. Is that okay? And I'm kind of simplifying because I'm looking at the clock right now.
Yes, it doesn't happen with liquids, although after it happens, I can't drink any liquids either.
Do you get reflux symptoms, acid reflux?
When it happens, I have like mucus, a lot of mucus that comes out. Like I'm coughing or
yes,
you know, throwing up, but it's like a clear.
Gary, you know, do you get reflux symptoms independent of the swallowing issue?
No, I don't have that problem. Everything's fine until this happens a couple times a month.
Has anybody, and I don't want to alarm you because I want to make sure that you have peace of mind and do as well as possible. Has anybody looked down there? We call this upper endoscopy, put a little tube down there to just take a look?
No, nobody's done that.
What I would recommend is that, do you have a family doctor, an internist or a family doctor?
No, not really.
Right. Well, this is a good excuse to make sure you get one. And I would want them to examine your neck, make sure your thyroid's okay, and that has not grown. And if that doesn't seem to be the area, I'd want you to be referred to a gastroenterologist, a GI doctor, just to make sure that there's no issues with the feeding tube, the esophagus. You want to make sure that nothing's growing there. There's no inflammation there. There's no metabolic problem with it. And this can be very easily done by taking a look. You're not having any eye issues, are you?
No.
Okay, so we're not dealing with a neuromuscular problem, which is rare. I would love to be able to look down there and give you some peace of mind after examining and making sure it's not your thyroid. If you have any problems, Gary, after seeing the GI doctor and the internist, let me know. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, Gary in California. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Women, if you're having to make that tough decision about surgery for breast cancer, ask the doctor about nipple sparing surgery. This is out of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Journal this week. And this is a great improvement and an advance. If your plastic surgeon doesn't know about this, you're with the wrong plastic surgeon. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, it's never too late to lose weight on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
One 888-55 Doc. Again, we do have some lines open. You want to join us? You have a question? 1-888-55 Doc. Ken will give you up to the moment, evidence based answers to all your healthcare questions. 1-888-55 Doc. Ken, coast to coast, no bills, no paperwork. How easier can that be? Let's go to Fresno, California. Welcome, Steve. Steve, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, back in 2002, when I was 32, I had a routine physical, and my doctor noticed my ferritin level was high, and did a liver biopsy, and he diagnosed me with hemochromatosis. And I was wondering if back in I did some research on the Internet after that. I never had any symptoms. And I was wondering if back in 2002 was genetic testing to make a determination available back then?
Not ready for prime time at that point. You know, maybe in a research university lab you may have found it, but how did apparently you were misdiagnosed for hemochromatosis? What this is, because most people probably have no idea what we're talking about, this is where the body just absorbs too much iron, and there's excess iron in the body. Ferritin is a measure of the blood of the iron stores. We usually use this to diagnose people who have anemia, too low a red blood cell count. There's a laundry list of causes of why our red blood cells are too low, which we call anemia, and a common one is iron deficiency. If you're losing blood, usually for guys out the rectum, usually for women with their periods, if you're losing too much blood and you don't have a continuous replenishment of this iron store, you can get anemic because your body, which turns over the red blood cells every 30 days, needs iron as a building block of red blood cells, and that's why we usually measure the ferritin to make sure you have adequate iron stores when there's anemia. But like in medicine, there's always unintended consequences, and when something can be too low with anemia, it can sometimes be too high, and hemochromatosis, which represents way too much iron in the body. And this, fortunately, is not a very common problem. But I'm a little confused. Is the sense right now that the doctors made the wrong diagnosis?
Yeah, I get a sense of that because I never had any symptoms. I was 32 back, like I said, back in 2002, and I thought I would have had symptoms at that point. And
well, let's talk about some of the symptoms. Joint pain, fatigue, loss of sex drive or impotence, lack of normal menstruations. Clearly, that's not going to be one of yours. Pain on the upper right portion of the abdomen. And some people with hereditary hemochromatosis, Steve, never have any symptoms. So having symptoms, yes, may suggest that there's a problem because that's what often brings you to the doctor. But a lot of people are diagnosed with this and there's never any symptoms.
So the genetic testing would be a definite determination for that?
Well, I don't know whether, you know, that may be helping to understand, you know, what's causing this, but in order to diagnose this, you get a blood test, you get a serum ferritin, you get a serum transferrin saturation, and then you can test for the gene mutation, and then you remove a sample of the liver tissue for testing. So this should not be a difficult diagnosis to make. That's why I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Steve, start over with a good GI doctor and start with your internist. Let them be your traffic director. Let them manage this. And I think with a good internist who can steer you in the right direction, you should be able to get this diagnosis confirmed. You need some peace of mind. You've been dealing with this way too long.
Yeah, but the research I did on the internet talked about genetic testing, so that would probably trump anything that a doctor would say.
Steve, let me suggest that you submit yourself to a good doctor and hear out their opinion. And I love hearing what the patient thinks. But just be open to cooperating and coming to some mutual agreeable pathway to diagnose this. And yes, your opinion is important, but do it together, okay?
Sounds good.
Let me know what happens, Steve, if you don't get this answered. I think with a doctor who will sit down and listen to you and hear your history, understand what you've been through, and understand how you would like to approach, and then if you both get together, you're going to untangle this. I'm sure of it. But if there's any issues, give me a call back. Fresno, California, I used to moonlight there when I was a fellow in the 1980s in California. It's a lovely place of our country. Olean, New York. Mary, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. Olean, New York. Tell everybody where that is, because I bet a lot of us have no idea.
Well, it's near Utica, New York.
Exactly. Thank you. Upstate New York.
That's right. Yes. My question is about my granddaughter who has a severe peanut allergy. Is there any research or anything going on with this? Is there anything new? Will she have this for the rest of her life, do you think?
There's some cutting-edge work that's being done on, and I hesitate to use this word in medicine, but curing peanut allergy. And what you need to do, I don't recommend anybody doing this at home. You know, it's like the commercial where, you know, I'm driving like a maniac with the car. You know, don't repeat what I'm doing. But there are some cutting edge university medical centers who work with allergies who are actually challenging these kids with peanuts, very, very tiny doses and under very controlled circumstances, and actually curing some of these kids. I know this is being done at Duke University, my old alma mater where I was a medical resident intern, but you're closest, what, to Albany Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, and what I would do is I would call the allergy department at Albany and ask where in central New York, either Syracuse or Rochester, are there any allergy specialists who are doing research who are especially interested in the cutting edge of peanut allergy treatment? But obviously, let me say the obvious. Don't do this on your own, okay?
No. No, she carries an EpiPen.
Absolutely wonderful. But this is one of the things where you don't want to pull your own teeth. But you want to find the closest medical university center where they're actually working on the cutting edge of trying to cure peanut allergy. And there are a few centers across the country. With a little bit of research, you'll find the closest. I would start at Albany, call the allergy department. I am sure if they're not doing it there, they probably know where it's being done closest to you, Mary. And if you want to put some effort into it, that would be the next step.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Mary in upstate New York, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. We do have some lines open if you want to get us during the break. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Next, what have the American advisors on the Advisory Committee on Immunizations recommended for diabetics to get vaccines against this week? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
1-888-55-DR-KEN is our phone number, 1-888-553-7536. The website's drkenshow.com. Email me. I read them all. I promise you, you'll enjoy the website. We're going to put up a lot of information this week, a lot of new information. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to take notes. Everything we talk about will be up on the website this week. And you can sign up for the e-newsletter. This week it's the latest news related to your kids and teens, and we have a topic each week based on all of the medical journals out in the last 3 months. DrKenshow.com. Measles cases that are a 15-year high in America. This is out of the CDC this week. The problem is people are afraid of the vaccination. This is one vaccine. I would strongly urge you to make sure your kids have. Measles in children can be deadly. It's a preventable death. Don't be scared of this vaccine. This is one you want to make sure your kids get. Chest x-rays for lung cancer. They don't save lives when we screen with chest x-rays in former smokers. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Although low-dose CT scans do help prevent death, save lives when we scan in former smokers. Again, out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices this week recommended that all diabetics get the hepatitis B vaccine. This is breaking news, and I would urge all the diabetics listening, talk to your doctor about needing the hepatitis B vaccine. This is a new group of people that we want to help prevent some havoc, save that liver. The hepatitis B vaccine recommended for all diabetics this week from the Advisory Committee on Immunizations Practices. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, and let's welcome Ella. Ella, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hello. I am suffering with this shoulder to the elbow, so painful inside the elbow, where you fold your arm. Sometimes the pain is from the all the way to the hand, but not always, but definitely from the shoulder to the elbow is so painful.
Yes, boy, this can be due to a lot of different things. Have you had any neck injury, Ella?
No, but I do suffer with pain in my neck.
Okay, have you ever fractured any of the bones? Have you had any trauma to that area of the body? You fractured the clavicle, fractured the shoulder, had any muscle strains or pulls, any trauma to the shoulder, or even the upper back? Have you had any trauma?
No, I haven't to my knowledge, no.
Any recent infections? Even a pneumonia can do this, an infection of the lungs, anything like that?
No.
How about your gallbladder? Believe it or not, your gallbladder can cause shoulder discomforts.
And how would the bladder act?
The gallbladder. This is what sits underneath your liver. You eat a fatty meal and you have a lot of indigestion and pain.
No, I don't.
What about arthritis? Have you been evaluated for rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, I have a little arthritis in the neck. I do have that.
Uh-huh. Well, I've thrown out some possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're pregnant. An ectopic pregnancy can do it.
I'm 78.
Yeah, I would say you sound like you're out of the realm of there, but that's another possibility that some unusual causes for shoulder pain. I bet this is some wear and tear. But the shoulders can be a tricky thing. The other thing is the heart can cause shoulder discomfort in your age.
And it's the left arm.
You do activity angina can masquerade as shoulder discomfort. So what I think you need is to see a good internist. Do you have a good family doctor or internist?
Yes.
I would have a boring weekend. And I would have a boring weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do anything too strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, get in and see your internist and get that looked at. And I threw out all the possibilities, and I'm sure they'll find it. Ella in Los Angeles, thanks so much for calling. Jake in Macon, Georgia, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken, I've called before. I have AFib off and on for a number of years.
We have about a minute.
Okay, and I used to take Betapace, and that they paddled me. Then they went to this Maltec, and that didn't seem to work. Now he wants to paddle me again and do the, I can't pronounce it, it's amiodarone?
Amiodarone, yes.
Right, and go with that, but the side effects of that amiodarone is really bad. I'm not sure if you have used that.
Too many times. Yes.
Really?
I've used it so many times, yes. The key with amiodarone is staying low dose, 200 milligrams or less if possible. The side effects really do get nasty when you go above 400 milligrams, in my experience. Sometimes you have no choice, but usually if you have a doctor who understands the drug, uses 200 or less, it'll be okay. Jake, good luck. Talk to an electrophysiologist. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, more news.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm here for you each week at this time, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken on the web. It's drkenshow.com. Love to communicate with you. I'm glad you're here helping as many people as we can. The hour's closing down quickly, so let's get right back to the callers. Let's head back to Los Angeles and welcome Tamarip to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, hello, Dr. King. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, I had a problem. It's been about a year, but, there was no any exam. I have not seen a doctor. But what happened is I have my neck, which is always get like someone just, compress me, press me down. So what I do is when that happened, I stretch my head, on just I pull it all the way down, and when I come back, when I straighten up my head, it goes away. This is a problem that I have for years. So what do you think of it?
Tamarip, I'm glad you called, because life is miserable with neck pain. Yeah. Anyone who has not had neck pain doesn't realize how awful the quality of life is. The challenge with neck pain is that there's a lot of different causes, and what you need to do is to get to your specific diagnosis before we start talking about treatment. And there's a lot of different possibilities. You can have muscle strains. Very commonly, you can have joints that are worn out. Those joints have to support our head for many years. You can have a compressed nerve. Herniated discs cause that. Bone spurs, stiffened disc can cause a nerve compression. Or injuries. Have you had any trauma to the neck?
No, I never had that. But what happened is this is, it doesn't have a pain. But, you know, what I do is it's just holding me,
yes,
tightening me on my neck, like someone you holding his neck.
Tamara, there's also, there are some diseases that can do this, inflammatory diseases, rheumatoid arthritis. There are some rare cancers. What I would recommend doing, what kind of, first you need a good detective doctor. And to, I threw out what I think are the possibilities here, but it, I can't narrow it down any further without examining you and maybe doing some imaging. And so I want to help you get to the next step. Have you been to, what kind of doctor have you shown your neck to?
You know, I have never been in a doctor.
Okay, don't be allergic. Are you allergic to doctors?
No, I'm not. And okay. Another symptom that I have also, when I read a newspaper or any kind of books,
Tamara,
I hold
We're running out of time. Let me just suggest that you find a good internist or family physician. Let them examine your neck, and they'll coordinate the care, whether you need to see an orthopedic doctor or even a chiropractor often can be very helpful here. But first you need a diagnosis. Tamara in Los Angeles, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Don't forget, we're on the web at drkenshow.com. DrKenShow.com, and I'm here each week for you right here. And it's never too late to lose weight. This is out of the Archives of Internal Medicine. Teens who are overweight or obese have a higher chances of dying from heart disease down the line, but the extra risk virtually vanishes if they shed the spare pounds as adults. And out of the International Journal of Eating this week, men struggle with binge eating. Also, it's not just for women. Men are often overlooked for this problem. And another issue with eating, that sometimes you lose the weight and it's out of your control because there are hormones that last for even a year in your body trying to make you eat. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. So if you've lost weight and you aren't eating a lot, realize a lot of this is out of your control. Try your best, but there are these hormones that circulate in your body fighting your efforts to keep that weight off. If you're trying to look for new ways to treat chronic back pain, out of the Archives of Internal Medicine this week, yoga and stretching have been proven nice alternatives. They work. And also, another nice outcome this week from the American Association for Cancer Research, drinking more fluids could lower men's bladder cancer risk. So make sure that when you're thirsty, make sure you drink. Go for those low-sugar fluids because they may reduce your risk of getting bladder cancer. And also, alcohol in moderation might be one of your choices from the American College of Cardiology. You are able to survive a heart attack longer, but remember, moderate alcohol, and talk to your doctors about how much you should drink, because too much alcohol definitely, we know, causes a lot of problems. DrKenShow.com, DrKenShow.com. Be well, everybody. Thanks for being with us on Good Day Health.